Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans waiting on someone to come on the line. We give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor on today. Amen. Thank you, sir. Let me go and move myself out of here because nobody's on here yet. But.
You wanted me to be the first one on?
Well, I mean, I could go ahead and tell them that you're on here, cause, but it's kind of noisy. So you can ignore.
We don't hear.
You don't hear it.
No, we hear it like it's coming in and out. But go ahead, you can mute it, though. Gotcha.
Well, anybody else can get it. I'm going to start coming on it. Like it was 5 minutes faster than what it should have been. I saw them at 5 minutes till, and it's the right through. Thank you. The hand might be there. Oh, no, that would be great. He might be there. There's Mario. Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you? Bishop's going to be over the meeting tonight. I'm going to be on the line because I'm on the train and I don't want you all to hear all this background noise and all this when you're traveling. So I'm going to let him take it over. Well, he's going to take it over. Now, the party's not on here yet. Okay, Bishop.
Okay. All right. Grace and peace from God our Father, Jesus the Christ. Such an honor be among the living and not the dead. And we do also honor Apostle Deborah Deans as the visionary of this establishment. We want to get started during this meeting, and we want to go through our itinerary, but before we do, we want to start in prayer. I was trying to wait for Prophetess Brown to get on, but I think that she might.
Give her a few more minutes, Bishop. Just give her a few more minutes, because somebody needs to take the notes
a
minute. I don't have a book, so maybe she will.
We'll just try to get...
I just texted her just a minute ago. She's not on there yet.
So. Oh. Okay, okay, good,
but
good,
you can
good.
Still go over the itinerary.
Okay, good, 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 good. But we will start with prayer. We want to be led by the Spirit of God and make sure that we're all in the in our right minds and that we're at peace so that we're not frustrated or having anything that can take us off course. Amen? Let's pray. I'm going to sing a song, and then I'm going to pray. But Father in Jesus' name, Father in Jesus' name, Lord help us, and Jesus' name. Just one more time, Father in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus, Lord, help us, and Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we thank you. We come before you as humble as we know how. Just to say thank you. We come, O God, to say thank you for the day. We thank you, God, for the hour, the minute, the second, the breath, and the opportunity, even the activity of our limbs. Lord, today, to some, has been a great day. To some, to others, may not have been the best of days, may not have been the best of the day. But, Lord, we still thank you in the midst of the day, even in the midst of the night. We thank you, God, for how the hours have changed and how the stars begin to glisten. And we thank you, God, that you're still God and you're still on your throne. We come now, God, together as one, oh God, to make sure, God, Jesus, that we understand what is needed and what is required of us at this time, Lord Jesus, dealing with this holy convocation. Lord, we need you to be in the midst of these meetings in the minutes that will be taken. oh God, that people will not take things out of context, but that we shall take it all in love, that we will strive towards love. Bless us kindly, oh God. Bless us to work with each other. Bless us to be unified spiritually, physically, mentally, and financially, to do the work that is asked of us. In Jesus' name we ask, oh God, that you shall be glorified and that the devil shall be terrified. In Jesus' name we ask, and every man and every woman and every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Again, I'm here on the behalf of Apostle Dean because she is yet traveling home, and our prayers are with her so that she can get home safe and sound. Also want to acknowledge the revival that was rendered on last week. Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Also want to just thank God for the revival that was rendered on last week, on Friday and Saturday. God moved by his power and by his spirit, and he showed up. So we just want to say thank God for those that were able to participate and to come, and those that were on social media as well. So we just want to honor God and to honor the leaders. So we thank God for that, for those of you that came out. Also, to get to our agenda, we want to, first I want to ask you all about what to wear. I think that this is still a question up in the air. I just want to make sure that we all understand the days and what to wear during those days. Are we all clear on that? That means for lay members and also for clergymen, all clergymen. Do we have an understanding of what are we wearing in colors and official day, which is the Saturday, what we're going to be wearing in our civic attire as far as Friday night, Sunday, where we just, you know, wear our normal, you know, Sunday's clothes to close out. But are we all in an awareness of that? If so, just say amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm not very sure. I just want to make sure it is Prophetess Brown. Okay, on official day, because I was getting a little confused, on official day, am I supposed to wear the black with either the black, what you call it, the pippy, or the fuchsia with the pippy?
Okay. All right. So you're saying the tippet? Okay. So,
okay. Can you say that word again, please? I don't want to say it wrong.
Okay. It's T-I-P.
I'm sorry. I apologize for pronouncing.
No. It's quite all right. So what prophets, we didn't get to the colors of the prophets because we wanted everybody to be dynamically. We have not addressed, and that's something that me and Apostle, we'll talk about tomorrow. I won't bombard her tonight with that, but we'll deal with that tomorrow as far as the colors for the prophet, what they should wear. And that is basically up to our reformation, okay? The colors, the color coordinating, and the choir dress robes, what we all supposed to wear. So, but what we know, Prophetess Brown, is that we are, the prophets will be basically in their black cassock, all right, which means you'll wear your, we just don't know the colors per se. Yeah, so that's what we have to get. We just have to get the colors. Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead. But I have the colors. I have to make sure that I'm going to go over it with. Yeah. Mhm. I just got to go through everything else. That's all I got to do. I know elders, deacons, and adjutants, they're going to be per se in green, but we're going to get all of that together. But I want to talk it over with the apostle just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, but you will be in the cassock. We just have to make sure that you have the right color shirt for the civic, because that's what's going to be shown. During your civic attire, what will be shown is the color shirt, the collar shirt, or the tip. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll get to that. Any other questions concerning that particularly? All right. Okay. Do we have any of our teachers on tonight?
I'm here. It's Maria Nelson.
Okay. Elder Maria?
Yes, sir.
Oh, bless you. Okay. So we just have one teacher on here tonight. That's it? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, huh? Who was that?
That was Apostle Deans. I don't know what happened to the rest of them, but we need to know the date. We don't have to know what day we got to assign days for the teaching. What days is on the teaching.
Yeah, well, okay, all of them are not on tonight. So can we assign about another day where we all can just get on to assign that day? Not unless we can just give them out individually, but I'd rather be corporately because I'm on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. That's
because they're not on.
That means...
So I don't want to do something, and then we're going to have to keep going over and over and over and over again.
Right.
So if we can assign that date. So hopefully one day this week, Elder Mario, Providence Mario, that we can get together with the teachers. Will that be fine with you, ma'am?
Yes, sir. That'll be fine.
Okay. All right. All right. Because we want to make sure we have enough teachers. And if we don't, we'll have to double up, or we'll have to have more subjects to speak on. So that's what we want to make sure that we're going to do, okay? Is that fine, Apostle?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's...
Okay, good, good, because that's something I thought about, that we can double up. Is Bishop Tate on?
No, I think she's on her line tonight. It's 7.
Okay,
so
okay.
She was on her line tonight.
Well,
7, so it's...
Okay, all right. Well, shoot, we moving right along. All right, so those that will be traveling to the Holy Convocation, please, by all means, do not wait late to get your tickets and your rooms. We're going to be stressing this for the next, we're going to be stressing this till February, the ending of February. We're going to make sure that we get these tickets early. Don't wait. Especially those that are apart and actually going, that actually have a job and a duty. We don't want you out of place. We want you in place. Amen.
Amen.
It's all right. Don't be afraid. Y'all can talk to me.
I was muting it so it wouldn't. So I didn't stuck on mute trying to get it on and off the mute button. But yes, sir.
Okay. Now, who's this? Providence Mario?
This is Maria. Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay. All right. So, amen.
Also, Bishop.
Yes.
If there are any, I know I've been speaking with Apostle as far as the music is concerned, if there are any you know, songs that you want in particular or any requests, let me know so, you know, I can.
Well, you must be in the spirit, because that's our next topic on our agenda, is to talk to the praise and worship team about the song. So
okay.
You're right on time. Now, to deal with the song selection, we definitely want a lot of worship. The first day, we want praise and worship. We want a high praise and a high worship. All right? So, but the second day, the official day, is more of worship. We'll do a hymn, a hymnal, like Glory Be to the Father, unto the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
That's all it is. Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
So we'll do that. Right. Another one is good as, oh, at the cross, where my Savior died, and the burdens of my heart rolled away.
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So now we have two, and I'll say if we can just something a little bit more like, because the official day is more about submission. Yeah, my heart says
Shekinah glory. Yes,
Shekinah
glory. Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. So just stay within that realm. The last day, we can church it. We can church it out. We can praise. We can do by praise break, all of that good stuff.
Okay.
All right. So that's just.
Yes, sir.
And be honest with you, Providence, I'm going to be honest with you. I wish that maybe you can teach the difference between praise and worship.
Absolutely.
I think that is so necessary for the congregation and the church at large, because most people don't know the difference between the two. People just really think that it's the same, but they are two dynamic components that work well together.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because you can use the analogy of this song, with my hands lifted up, and my mouth filled with
praise.
With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless the old you know, and then we can go into the small, the slower version. I will bless the Lord,
all my soul. Yes,
you know, that'd be sweet. My God, I ain't gonna get myself started, but to those songs, I think that would definitely do it justice and due diligence. Yeah, I believe that'd be well. Anything would you like to add or subtract, or just would you like to just have words on that?
Just trying to get an understanding of, because every house is different, and even the different occasions or different things, require a call for something different, and even just getting a sense of the room, during worship is. So I'm always open, and I really, want to be open to whatever the Lord is doing. And so this gives me an idea of how he's already, setting things in order. And so that'll give, some things will drop into my spirit to flow with that, to be on one accord with that. Yes, sir.
Because knowing me, I might just drop out and bow down in worship.
Yes.
Worship. Yeah. My favorite part is when.
And that's something that people don't understand either. That's what I realize. People are used to, especially in the traditional churches. That's kind of been our experience. Is down here especially, is that people are, they have a set way that they do church, and it's not really open to, you know, the flow of the spirit. And so,
yeah.
And God, he moves, and he moves in levels and ways, and, you know, it's, you got to be able to go with it. You know, sometimes I was telling Apostle, I said, sometimes I'll open up like with, you know, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory, just as in worship, you know, just kind of, you know, just kind of being open to, you know, whatever. It's no set agenda per se, but there is a, what's the word, you know, there's a certain way, you know, or a certain way that God is wanting it to be done, but just being open. So this gives me a good idea. And then my daughter, she'll be with us too, and she is very, like I sing, but she's like, and I'm like a psalmist. She's really anointed with it. And some of the older songs, she has such a, even though she's really young, it's just something how she ministers with a lot of the older songs. So.
Oh no, I love it. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is a man. You know what? You just gave me I know it was more than just an epiphany, but I know it was a spiritual. I just saw it. It just came across my mind real quick, and my eyes had a glimpse of it. It was so fast. The merging between the old and the new, coming together, using that sanctification of what got us saved with the new traditional perspective of millennials or the generation Z, you know, coming in. I saw that merge. So I know that's going to be good. Please, by all means, I'm excited to see her at her best. I'm excited to see her at her best.
Yes, she is. God is really good to her. My son will be there too. He's 16, and he ministers in song as well. That's really kind of just what we do, you know. So that's our, you know, what we're called to do. We minister in music, you know. A lot of what we do. So we love it. You know, we're passionate about it. And it's, I mean, it's nothing like worship. It's nothing like, you know, praise. It just, it takes you places, you know.
Amen. 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 I'm sorry. We didn't mean to leave y'all out. I think we just went into it. But that's a blessing by itself. Go ahead. You about to say something else?
That was
no, sir. That wasn't me.
That was good.
Okay. Somebody else had something to say? Was y'all quiet?
No, sir. I was just saying that was good. I was just amening. Like, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Listen, church. And let me say something to you. I know y'all busy when y'all be doing these lives, when we going in. But Bishop is a little different breed. I love interaction. You don't know what you can get out if you just put something in. You see what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This is a move of God, and Prophet has just talked about a wave. When these sessions are going on, I don't care what it is, you should still be able to feel the anointing of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
It's just still, I don't know, I'm trying to hold my composure sitting in his seat, and I'm just wiggling. I'm just all over the place because I'm telling you, I feel the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And you don't know how God going to move. You just got to be available. That's all you got to do. So when you hear God speak, unmute that thing and hear Mandi Shatabat. Unmute that thing and begin to say yes. When you feel it, you say yes. Yeah. Because what you're doing is you're declaring victory when we're saying, listen, some of y'all had some hellish weeks. Some of you have been going through some crazy things in your life. And you can't allow this to, listen,
to predict your future. Listen, yesterday don't predict your future.
Yeah.
Last week don't predict your future. Don't put your future in your past hands. Don't do that. You hear me? God wants to do something on this line tonight. Hallelujah. Every time we should get together, we should feel Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Every time you get in the presence of God, you should feel freedom, Pentecost.
Yes,
I should feel fire.
Yes,
every time I open my mouth, something good. Listen, I just need everybody on the line to say something good is getting ready to happen for me. Hallelujah.
Something good is about to break out for me. I'm about to get out the hell I'm in. I'm about to stop feeling down.
Hallelujah. I'm about to let things go. I'm about to let some folks go. Something good is about to happen for me.
Come on now.
Hey, Armandy. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
He's been good to me.
That's all right.
But listen, Prophetess, I know I'm going to say your name wrong, so please forgive me. Myra.
Yes, sir.
Maury.
Maria.
Listen, Maria, I want her, Katadmandi. The Lord told me to just tell you. He said, declare victory now. Just begin to declare victory. Whatever it is, everything wrong. Just declare victory right there, right now. I feel something healing hitting your belly. It's going to hit your belly. It's hitting your belly right now. Hallelujah. Declare victory. Declare victory.
Hallelujah.
Over your family. Hiya. He said, I'm getting ready to keep their mind. Their mind is getting ready to be kept.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Yes, God.
It's going to hit your belly, God said. It's going to hit your... Ha! Gonna hit your belly. I heard fire. It's getting ready to hit your belly. We got to talk about this ad. I was just being obedient. Now the ad books. Now we need to go ahead and start submitting as much as we can. We're going to get information out more. I just talked to the people today. They didn't call me back, but I just talked to them today about the ad. Have anybody started? I want anybody to talk at this moment. Have anybody started getting names or information or those that have started to give? Because we want to go ahead and start giving this week towards the ad. And then we're going to use the Cash App to do it.
Okay. I have a comment. Yes, I do have two committed, possibly three. And as far as the payment goes for the ad, I was talking to Apostle about, let's say if a person doesn't have access to Cash App or Venmo or Zelle, I'm just thinking of ways to commit to getting the resources from individuals, businesses, or what have you, is it a possibility that the person who is taking in the ad can possibly take the cash and convert it to the Cash App for that person? That's so that we don't have the chance of losing the ad for a person who possibly doesn't have access to some of those vehicles for payment. Hello?
So you're saying just take the cash from the individual and then you maybe or whoever maybe just send a Cash App or whatever?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
So that we will be able to secure that person's ad just in the event that that person does not have access to Venmo or Zelle or Cash App or something of that nature. That's just a suggestion. That's what I would do. That's what I'm going to do if I run into that problem. And then at least that way I can make sure that that person's ad is in the ad book.
One that is in a place of are you, you know, everybody's in a place of understanding? Do we agree? Because this is going to be a collective thing. And I'm going to be honest with you, some of us may not use the same methods in order to get it, if that makes sense. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So I just wanted to also make that clear, too. We may not use the same methods. But what we can do, we can do our best by using at least one or two of the methods that we're all doing, so that we can have that we're all on one accord. Now, one thing I've talked to Apostle about is using GoFundMe page, so that we can keep track of who all gave by name, if that makes sense. Y'all got real quiet.
Okay, you
only
said to use
the
GoFundMe.
Only because I've never used it before, but.
Well, I mean,
I just wanted to understand.
It sounds good.
Go ahead, Sid. Prophet, is what you say?
Okay, I'm a little bit familiar with the GoFundMe, not how to set it up necessarily, but I think that GoFundMe takes maybe just a small percentage for operating costs to use the GoFundMe. I think it's a good vehicle if we can get it out there. GoFundMe is also a way that we could possibly ask for donations. Like if you called a person and if they wanted to just donate, sometimes you can just send them the link, whatever the link is that's on our GoFundMe, and send them the link, and then they can actually go on and just make the donation themselves.
Well, that's the reason why I said that, because some people will – what we also want to make sure that we have the names to every person that gave, whether it's a family – that wants their picture inside, whether there's a business or a ministry, you know what I'm saying, that wants to, you know, their pictures inside. Because one thing I'm going to do tomorrow together again, I believe that'll be next Monday, I'll have the pricing of color, of black and white, of how large. Because right now we have 100 books already that they know that we're going to get. But we wasn't sure about how many pages. So I was telling her at least around 15 to 20 pages.
Well, I think possibly more. I think we should set the bar a little bit higher, because if I already have two to three at this point of $100 cover pages, and that's just me by myself, and that's not including the 7 or 8 or 9 more other members, individuals that are getting the ads. Like a $50 ad and maybe two $25 ads can count as one page, or one $50 ad and or two $50 ads can count as a page. So maybe, but and I'm not sure how they do back and front, you know, as you're going through the book, because we.
No. I'm listening. I was agreeing.
Okay, so, and that's kind of hard, I guess, until we get some prices on how much it's going to cost for maybe a color ad or versus a black and white ad if the individual wants to pay for a little bit more for color for their page or for their ad. I'm not sure exactly how all that works.
No, that's what we're going to get. That's what I just said. We're going to get all that information so that we'll know how to conduct it, so that we're not overcharging or undercharging people, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe we should, everybody maybe have a sign-up or pledge sheet for their ads, and maybe we need to have a deadline for the amount of ads and a deadline for the money. That way you'll know and you'll have it all collected in time to get it to the printer. And if they don't have the money by that time, then the ads just won't be included. So maybe set it up to where we get a date, because, you know, whatever the printer says is the time frame they need to get it printed. We need to make sure we have the ads, you know, in advance and the money collected. So maybe come up with a date to have it by, and whatever we have at that time is what will go in the ad book, you know, whenever the printer has to know, like, by this time I need to, you know how many books, how many pages, da, da, da.
No, that sounds, well, what I'll do is when I talk with them in the morning, we'll get all the information, because the person that normally takes, that does with the pricing wasn't there. So when I get all of that information in the morning, what I'll do is we'll go through that, all of those pricings and also like the time frame and the deadlines. Now, they're going to have a deadline, but I want us to meet our own deadline, not theirs, because we're going to still have to email everything. You know what I'm saying? So they can send it to you through pictures and all that stuff, but we still have to email all of this to them. So we need to have a deadline. When they give us their deadline, we need to have it at least a few days or a week ahead of their deadline, so that we're not behind. We're ahead, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So good. We got that. We got that in play. So that we know. And we also talked about the money. And I'm going to ask you another question. This was a poll by Apostle Deans. Are there other ways to raise money? That's the question. Do anyone else may have another suggestion of raising money so that we'll be able to do what we need to do? For this ministry and for this fellowship, anyone, please don't. You don't all have to speak at once.
Hmm. I just think it's something we're going to have to pray about and think about. I don't know. But I know we can do some pledges. We can make our own pledges and ask other members, other people to pledge or donate. You know, if they we're going to do the GoFundMe page, we can have, I can call these people and say, well, just go to this GoFundMe page and whatever you want to put on there, you can do it. Because I know woman of God, Dee Green, says she got four ads already. I don't know what size they are, but she has. And it's other people. I got about five. You know, so we just got to get together and get the money, get the whatever they want to put in there and get it done. But we can also do pledges. I mean, I'm going to pledge, you know, I'm going to do what I can. And because everything is so costly. So I am
going to
pledge. I don't know how much. Yeah.
Say it again.
I don't like to play it.
That's Prophet Sadler.
Oh, Prophet. Oh, bless you, Prophet Sadler.
Bless you, sir.
And you said you're going to do, okay, so you might not do the ad book, but you're going to pledge?
I'm going to do some ad books. But as far as raising extra money or whatever, I just think that pledging would be easier for me.
Okay.
The Lord put it in my hand. I want to be a blessing.
What do you
and
mean?
I know he's going to put it in my hand to be a blessing. So that's what I wanted to do. Besides, you know, rather than selling fish plates or...
You better come to.
I would just rather give.
I don't smell like no fish out there neither. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I am. You know, I ain't trying to sell no secondhand clothes neither.
Right.
You know, I'm serious. I believe if we have faith, I believe we can get it done. But but Apostle, you were saying something. Were you done?
I don't know. I was just trying to make some suggestions because I'm telling you, we need to get busy. We really need to get busy. So I'm back. But we got to get busy, and I'm gonna start. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday, I'm just going to start going, get my money, picking my money up, picking up what they want to put in it, and then I'm going to email it to whoever I need to email it to. I'm still going to go buy Zip Printing so I can make sure that we got somebody to print. You got somebody, I got somebody. We don't need to drop the ball at all. If we don't use Zip, I just call them and tell them it's okay. If they're going to do it, I want them to do it, but I don't want to be caught without not having anybody to do this ad book because it's very important. And then we have to get certificates made. We have to get ordination certificates made. We have to get affirmation certificates made. We got a lot to do. I want to get some buttons to put on with our logo on the front of it and stuff like that. It's a lot to be done. I'm just falling short on it, but I'm going to pick up the ball here in a minute because I got some other things I need to do. And after March, we're going to Florida. And then I got to go to South Carolina for a bishop's enthronement. Then I got to do revival in South Carolina. And then I want to, in April, I want to go back so I can see my daughter's house in O'Fallon, Illinois, in April. I'm coming back to you, Lala. And we're going to do another revival there.
Oh, yeah.
April or May. Mm-hmm. We're coming right back. We're going to do another two-day revival. Mm-hmm. See, we're coming back.
Did we head to Florida?
Yeah, then we got to head to Florida. Mm-hmm. Got to head to Florida, so... We got a lot of things we got to do. Kyle myself is going to try to work a job. I just don't know. I'm trying. So,
yeah.
It's just a lot for us to do. And we don't have time to sit around. We don't have time. We got to push this thing. So I'm going to start pushing this thing even more. I'm going to call some people tonight when I get home. People study Tiffany, so they see the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be at my stop in about 15 minutes. So, This was a good meeting tonight. It's just Willa Maywan on there. She's a teacher. And we just, and I'm thinking just to go ahead on and give them days, a day. You know, we got Willa May, we got Maria, we got Lisa, and somebody, and Jay. That's four people right there.
Go ahead and find
them. We need, huh?
I said, I would think just to go ahead and assign whoever we have.
And assign them a day. We don't need to. Mario, what day you want? Just tell me what day you want, and I get you that day, and then we'll keep it moving.
It doesn't matter. Wherever you put me is fine.
Okay.
Because I'll be there.
Okay.
Whatever you need, just let me know.
Okay. And I'm just going to start assigning days. And, you know, in these, we'll have two more openings, and whoever want to teach. And if I have to teach, I will. It doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter. I just want to get done. You know, so this one, next Monday, we won't have this to talk about. It's already done. We're talking about the same old stuff over and over. This got to scratch out. We need to scratch this one out. So I'm just assign some. And hopefully Lisa can come, you know, if she said she wanted to talk on faith. It doesn't matter what day, you know. Ask Apostle Bishop Tate to teach one class, and either Carl and Alala can teach another class. Y'all teach. Y'all some brilliant mind people. Got that anointing all over you for teaching. Teach.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alala, you can teach. If you want to teach, y'all got that anointing to teach.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, ma'am. I just got to still check in with my job. You know, I started a new job. And
okay. Yeah.
So be praying
okay.
with me that,
you could get
everything
okay.
is going to be good. I can move. I can still come. Yeah.
Because
okay. I had it off on
I
my
will
current
be there.
Job. But, yeah. Just be praying with me.
Okay, I will. So I think that's about it on the agenda, is in addition.
I believe that was the last thing that we had on the agenda. Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
And I think you did quite well. I mean, we covered a lot of grounds tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So I want to add Maria.
Yes,
Maria.
Where you at?
You in your car.
You hear me? I'm out on the
patio. You in
your car? I'm out on the patio.
Can you sing for me?
You want me to sing for you right now?
Okay.
You want me to sing?
Yeah. You know my favorite song. It Look Beyond My Fault.
Oh, Amazing Grace, shallow.
Yeah.
Wait, I ain't sung that long. Time. Amazing Grace, shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary, to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous that grace that caught my fallen soul. He looked beyond my faults and he saw my need. I'm horrified.
Yeah.
I can't think outside.
Yes, that's good.
Oh, my goodness. I
closed it out.
In like many years, right? Many years.
We used to sing it together, remember?
I know. It's been a while, though.
Well, if this, all hearts and minds are clear, can we have Prophetess Prophetess Brian?
Yes.
Hello? Can you pray us out?
Sure.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we just come to your throne of grace at this hour and this time, oh God. We give you praise, we give you honor, lift your name up, oh Lord, for you are mighty in this earth. Your name is so worthy, oh God, and we magnify your name right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this meeting, oh God, that you have given us insight, oh God, that you have given us a much clearer a vision, oh God, for the holy convocation, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do and how you're going to show up and show out, oh God, at the holy convocation. So, Father, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you continue to give us insight, oh Lord, insight in every area, oh God. And we ask for your blessings, oh God, on each and every member, each and every person, oh God, who is involved in the convocation, oh God. We ask that you go before them, oh God, and, Father God, just show favor, oh God. Favor for us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you cover each and every household that's represented, oh God. We ask, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that even as we depart, oh God, off of this line, that you, Father God, will still be with us and that you will keep us, oh God. We pray even for our apostle at this time. We thank you, oh God, for traveling mercies, oh God, that you have given her, oh Lord, that you made it so she had a way home safely in the name of Jesus, oh God. And even as she gets to her dwelling place, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We honor your holy name and we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto all. Until next time, blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.